Hello and welcome to MedCurity Live. I am Joe Galatly.
I'm Amanda Hepper.
And we're excited to be joining you today. We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. Warriors.
Road Warriors. Yeah, we're going to share just a few highlights from a couple conferences that we've attended in the last couple weeks. We've been in New Orleans first for the Medical Group Managers Association.
Yes.
It was a big group. How many attendees do you think?
I think about 4,500.
4,500. Big conference. And lots of radio sessions and a huge exhibitor hall from that. Mm-hmm. And so thought we'd share a few takeaways that we had from being a part of that first, and then we'll talk about the next conference in a second as well.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans, good food.
Good food. Best takeaway. Yes, absolutely. Amazing food. It was hard to say no to anything there.
Right.
Sorry with the catfish.
Yes. Bananas Foster.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good too. A lot of RCM vendors were there.
So we didn't compare notes, but that was my first note on it too.
Okay.
I thought through what we saw. A lot of RCM, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were on both sides of our booth. We had RCM vendors. So a lot of attention to that. Makes sense.
I think it's interesting because we've got a lot of talk in the industry about value-based contracts and moving to per member per month capitation. And yet, if you look at the booths, there's all kinds of focus on fee-for-service and collecting from the patients and, you know, high deductible plans. How do we get paid up front? We take Apple Pay. We take PayPal.
Right. However, there was a lot of sessions on value-based contracting.
So
interesting combination.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's not maybe playing out in real life yet, but people are planning on it and working toward it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I think was prominent there is that there was a lot of focus on certifications. MGMA does a variety of certifications. Mm-hmm. So several people I talked to were there to test out on their certifications. So interesting. That's a good point for conferences, right? To see what kind of certifications they have to add to your...
Like health information management type
certifications,
variety.
Yep. Practice management certifications, all sorts of things like that. So,
Yeah, it's good to come away from a conference with actually
more letters after your name.
More letters after your name.
Right.
Yeah, we saw a patient engagement boost too. I would say like second to RCM, there's quite a bit of patient engagement. And these booths had their own angles on this, right? So it's kind of interesting to walk and talk to these vendors that were approaching it in all different ways and saying, and that may be closer to value-based contract preparation, right? Because they understand that you may get paid based on your patient outcomes. So how do we start engaging our patients to comply, to be compliant and adhere?
Right.
And that seemed to be something that's maybe a growing focus.
Right.
Too.
The more touch points, the better, right?
Yeah.
With your patient, so.
Yeah.
Right. I went to a fun session that was focused on success strategies for women in healthcare. So I thought that was kind of fun.
One.
You didn't
good.
Go to that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw any men at that one, so you might have stood out a little bit.
What were takeaways from that?
I think networking with other women was a takeaway, to not have preconceived notions that you only can get to a certain point if you're a woman and things like that. So, and it was a great networking opportunity too. I actually met some really great women after that session too that followed up with. So,
great.
Yeah, so fun. Another thing that I think was fun at that, it was my favorite swag. You want to talk about that?
Oh,
the one?
Yeah. Well, apparently a stuffed moose is like the most exciting thing in the world. I don't know. Lorraine, did you have any favorite swag from the MGMA?
Anything that lit up.
Nice.
Oh.
We saw the power of that. Walk around with, like, the moose, for example, and we had people coming from all over. Where'd you get that? What booth
is
that at?
So, right.
Yeah, the power of swag.
Yeah. Pretty important.
my youngest daughter's very happy with
it. Oh, good.
She's already made it a bed. And so,
That's sweet. That's sweet. We'll talk about the next one.
Yeah, so after MGMA, we went from New Orleans to Orlando, Florida for the Centricity Healthcare User Group, or CHUG. And all kinds of interesting things going on there. Definitely a smaller conference, 1,500 or so. Is that?
I'm not even sure if it was
that
large.
Maybe not even that big. They're in an interesting time. They're in flux as they're being merged. Centricity's whole team is being merged with the Athena group. And so there was Athena leadership there and just a lot of interest in what the roadmap may hold. And what we heard was a commitment for the next up to 3 years of maintaining Centricity updates and not a lot about what's beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe this potentially maybe the last chug as they get rolled into the Athena group. So as far as EHR vendor landscape, it was kind of an interesting one to be at. Mm-hmm. But a really great conference.
It was a great conference. It was with our, we both worked with GE Centricity in our past career, so it was a lot of fun to catch up with colleagues, users, as well as other colleagues with GE and some other vendors that we worked with. So that was a lot of fun. It's a tight-knit community, very supportive of each other.
I would say a lot of that seems to be by design, too. So with MGMA at 5 p.m., go sit in your hotel room, we don't care. With Chug, there was events every evening to pull everybody out and keep those relationships building. So a lot of great opportunities to share, again, what people are seeing in Georgia or Austin and what their challenges are, and everybody's comparing lessons learned and frustrations. And it was just a really neat community building experience there too.
It was. It also was fun to be the HIPAA compliance platform vendor there.
So specific to MedCurity, a lot of interest and a lot of excitement around finally having a platform to address this. Mm-hmm. We know this, it's why we exist, but you could see that anxiety when they come up and they said, oh, so what, how can you help? What are you doing right now? Because we're doing something we're not very comfortable with.
From organizations of all sizes.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah. Not just the small groups.
Right. One takeaway that I thought was very interesting in the keynote was a few things. There's an average of 18 different EHRs used in health systems, which is a lot. 95% of docs experience difficulty delivering patient care. You may say that's tool-related or not, or due to the variety of tools, and they spend an average of 90 minutes after hours updating their charts. So I think that speaks well for what we can offer in that we can take one more headache away from them in offering HIPAA tools and other staff.
Right. Underscores the importance of documenting where PHI is held too, right?
That's exactly right.
Your systems inventory is just critical, because the more, as you do acquisitions, they may have been using these three additional tools on top of the EHR, and they may have been using these five over here.
Right.
And to keep all of that in where you know everywhere PHI is held.
Controls. What to do with your legacy PHI, too. How to address that disposal and all that. So
some interesting vendors were there for that as well.
That's true. So any overall conference tips for people that attend healthcare conferences?
Well, I'd say we saw the value of doing some planning ahead and doing some outreach to schedule meetings. So you can get caught up in the busyness of the conference and just go event to event to event, or meeting to meeting to meeting. And so the people we wanted to be sure to sit down with when we had those planned ahead of time, that worked out really well for us.
The benefit of taking advantage of the networking opportunity, so not only the after hours, after the sessions, but sit down at a table at breakfast or lunch with people that you do not know and find out what they're doing and how you may be able to offer your services. We got a lot of great connections and made some great new friends that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And look for the moose.
Yeah,
before they're gone. So those are some takeaways. It was exciting to be meeting with many, many groups out there that we could help in various ways. So we're excited to continue to follow up. And we welcome, if there's questions, anybody out there that talked to us that wanted some follow-up information, let us know. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.